I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and
Shalom, shalom, everybody. What's going on? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Alpha Circle. Okay. Now, today we'll be discussing what women want in a man. So now, if you're that alpha male who knows, you know what to do, you know, you got it covered, my G, you know, go ahead and skip to the next video. But if you want to listen, go ahead and stay. You know, but this is mainly for the ones who are coming into themselves, who want to understand what to do as a man, who wants to lead their house as a man. This one's for you, you know. So I did my research. I looked at a lot of conversations. I looked at a lot of posts or whatever you may want to call it. The top five things that women want in a man. And these top five things that women want in a man were being said constantly. Everybody who asked the question, what a woman wants in a man, these answers came up. So we'll be discussing the top five things that a woman wants in a man. So we're going to start at number five, which is never complains. Now, fellas, a woman doesn't like a man who complains a lot. All right. So now, if you have a problem at your job, the thing that you need to do is you need to move on. You need to move to the next one. Right. So that means on your lunch break, instead of going on social media, instead of, you know, saying, hey, I'm gonna call you. Look for another job. Put in your resume. Now, if your resume ain't too good, I think it's time for you to, you know, start adding to your resume, start fixing up your resume and start, you know, taking those steps into getting another job. Your wife doesn't want you to sit there and complain all the time. You know, yes, she'll listen. Yes, she'll give you her input. She'll say her opinion. But at the end of the day, she needs you to figure that out. Instead of coming home, playing a game, or going to sleep, taking a nap, whatever you may do, start looking for another job. Start fixing your resume. Put that resume on Indeed or any website that, you know, ZipRecruiter, whatever they may have, right? She wants you as a man to take those steps and start pushing forward. Stop complaining. Stop complaining about everything. Stop being in your feelings about it and do something about it. Don't say, okay, yeah, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to look for another job. Yeah, and then never do it. And you still at the job another 3 years. Still no higher pay. Still in the same position and you want to move up. You still doing the same thing, working with the same people that ain't going nowhere. What she wants you to do, stop complaining. Don't keep complaining, you know, speaking about anything, not just about your job, but the way your life is, the way things are going for you. Stop complaining and do something about it. That's what she wants you to do. Stop complaining and do something about it. That's what a woman wants in a man, right? So, number four, protector. A woman wants a man who can protect her and the children. A woman wants a man who can protect their family. So now, sometimes it can be just headstrong, you know, who can protect them in situations as in, okay, instead of fighting, let me just try to get us up out of here. You know, instead of arguing with the next person, use your head. You know, try to defuse the situation or, you know, just try to go around it. Now, I'm not saying you have to be the best fighter. I'm not saying that, oh, you got to be scary or whatever the case may be. No, I'm not saying that. But you have to know when it's time to protect your family, especially your home at night where your kids sleep, where your wife sleep. Now, your wife is depending on you to make sure home is safe. Now, let me say it again. Your wife is depending on you to make sure your home is safe, right? So, one day I was looking at the news and these guys broke into a home. right? And they showed the home camera catching everything. And I see the woman coming out busting at the robbers. They came into the house and a woman came out with the gun busting while the man stood behind her. Now, I find something highly wrong with that. All right. Why is your wife doing that? Why is your wife sitting there protecting you when you're supposed to be protecting her? Right. I see something wrong. Me personally, I'm going to put myself in that fire first, before my kids, before my wife. I'm going to put myself in the forefront first before anything. I am going to take the hit before my kids or before my wife take the hit. And if something go down, my wife is ready, but I'm like, nah, get to the back. I got this. Nah, get to the back. Because we've been in situations where I know she had my back and I most definitely had her back. I don't care if it's females or males. Look, don't come for my wife. Don't come for my kids. That's one thing. But I'm not just saying that you have to be straight violence. You have to just see red. No, I'm not saying that. When the time comes for you to protect your family, that's what you have to do, right? You know, like I said, your wife, your home is your safe space. Your wife wants to be comfortable in a safe space. So that's what you have to do. Make your home a safe space. If you have to, you know, get a gun permit, gun license, do that. Some states you don't need it, but make sure you have that so your wife can feel protected. And the thing is, going on the outside, you know, when you go out with your wife, she want to make sure you're protected. She want to make sure she's protected, that she has that man for that. So as a man, you got to make sure you have her regardless of what the situation is. Don't let her feel unsafe. I can remember one day when the Forever Purge came out, right? And we went, and we were in a place, I can say it was a Confederate place. We went there, we didn't know until we got there. So when we saw it, everything that was going on in the movie, And I forgot my protection, and I don't never forget it. And my wife leaned over. She like, hey, you got that? I'm like, nah, I forgot it. She was mad the whole time because so many people were coming in and out the theater that she felt like something was going to happen. Like, I was like, yo, why are you getting mad? She was like, no, you're supposed to have it because look what's going on. Look at the movie, this and that. I'm like, man, look, nothing is going to happen. Don't worry. You know, I understand, but you don't have to get like that. Like, you don't have to worry. But you can't tell a woman not to worry when it comes to that. You know, and I understand where she was coming from because she wanted to feel safe. She wanted to feel protected. And I felt like I dropped the ball on that one in that moment. And then after that, I was like, all right, I'm going to take it every time we go somewhere. So that's what I do. Right. And I say, as a man, learn how to protect your family. You know, be that man that your wife can trust, that knows, hey, he will protect me at any cost and at all costs. Right. Okay. So the number three thing is emotional intelligence. Now, being emotionally intelligent is that you got to understand her emotions and the emotions around you, even your emotions. Now, for most men who didn't grow up with a household that expressed emotions, it's very hard for them to know how to deal with emotions. Now, it was hard for me to learn how to deal with emotions, because I was once like that. I didn't know how to deal with my emotions. Everything that was said to me, I felt like it was against me. Playing the blame game. They're against me. They're this, they're that. And it wasn't like that. It's just, I didn't know how to handle my emotions. And that's what I needed to learn how to do, is handle my emotions. And I didn't know how to do that. So you got to be able to make sure you're emotionally available for your wife and your children. Those two things you need to make sure you're emotionally intelligent about. Because how can you handle your emotions and call yourself, I'm an alpha man, but I can't handle my emotions? Remember, you can't be as stressed out as your wife is. You know, when she's stressed out, you're supposed to be the one that, you know, look, don't worry, I got you. Don't worry, I take care of this. You know, that's what she wants to hear. That's what a woman wants to hear. They want to hear that you're able to take care of whatever needs to be taken care of, and then understanding how she feels. You got to understand, you know, when her emotions are brought out, you have to stop yours and you have to cater to hers. You have to make sure her emotions are taken care of before you. Now, I'm not saying that your emotions don't matter, but you have to make sure hers are taken care of. You have to make sure hers are taken care of no matter what. You know, and for some men, it is hard, but that's what we're here. That's what we're here for. We're here to work through that. We're here to understand that. Fellas, don't let your emotions get the best of you. Be emotionally intelligent. Learn how to deal with those emotions. Learn how to navigate through those emotions, because at the end of the day, if you ain't learning how to navigate through those emotions, then what are you there for? Right? All right. The number two spot, right? Communication. And that's what a woman loves, is communication. No matter how old you are, no matter what you've been through, there ain't nothing wrong with communication. You know, even when you out with your homeboys, you know, your wife, your girl, all they want to know is that you're all right. Communicate that with her. I've been in a lot of situations where I didn't communicate because I didn't know how to. You know, a lot of men come from relationships where the communication wasn't great. So, ladies, you know, show them some grace. You know, show mercy, you know, because some men come from relationships that they never communicated effectively, right? Some came from households that didn't communicate right, you know, and I'm one of them. Communication was never key in our household. So it took a while for me to understand communication. It took a while for me to learn how to navigate through communication, because communication is key in a marriage. And if you can't communicate with your wife, if you can't communicate with anybody, then what's the point? Right? What's the point? So a woman wants you to communicate. If you're going to be out a little later, hey, where you going? You know, because women ask, as soon as you get up, where you going? Yeah, y'all can both be sitting on the couch. As soon as you get up, where you going? To the bathroom. Sometimes me, I'm not going nowhere. Like, I'm in the house. I'm in the house. I'm not going nowhere. Now, if you would have seen me grab my keys, then okay. But it doesn't matter. If they ask you, hey, where you going? Just let them know. I'm going to the bathroom, or I'm going to the fridge to get something to drink. It doesn't matter. Let her know. Communication is key. That's, I would say, one of the key things to a long-lasting marriage, relationship, even outside. Communication is key. If you communicate, things will go very well. This is these are the four things that a woman wants in a man. Never complains. Protector, emotionally intelligent, and communication. Right? These are the top things that women want. Now, fellas, I need you to listen to it. I need you to understand it. I've been through it. My wife checked me on a lot of it. You know, and the reason why I keep bringing up myself is because these are things that I wasn't taught. These are things that I didn't know about. And being with my wife, you know, going through our journey in our marriage and just, you know, understanding each other, this is what was brought to the table and this is what had to be dealt with. And this, you know, just really had to break me down and build me up as a man. Right? So our number one thing, what all women want, what all women like, what all women need, what a woman wants is leadership. Leadership and another one, spiritual leadership, right? So now, how can you have all these things and then and then not be a leader? Now, I'm not saying it's easy to be a leader. No, it's tough because at the end of the day, you have to make decisions that you don't want to make. Being a leader is very hard. But you have to be that leader for your wife so, you know, she knows what's really up. Like, a lot of men, right? They say, hey, and I'm going to pull this out there. I'm going to pull it out. That they say black women are disrespectful. So that's why they go to another race. You know, and I'm not going to say they're disrespectful just to be disrespectful. No, it's because it's the lack of leadership. It's a lack of leadership that us as men don't have. You know, if you're failing in leadership, how can a woman respect you? Now, a woman can submit. A woman will submit. If that leadership is there, right? That leadership has to be there. If there's no leadership, then there's no respectable wife. Then there's no submissive wife. Then what you're going to do? She ain't submissive. You know, she ain't listening. So that's why, you know, I went to this race. So I went to that race. Nah, brother. Listen, fella. You have to be a leader and you have to be a spiritual leader too. Now, if you're not a spiritual leader at that, man, that's a big one. I mean, I fall short of the glory sometimes too. You know, sometimes my spirit break too. But I got to think. I got to be there. I got to understand. If you're not one with the Father, then how can your spiritual leadership be on point? You can't say I'm a spiritual leader and you don't even crack open that book sometimes. You know, sit there and pray to the Father like, you know, Father, help me. You know, how can you be a spiritual leader if you're not doing any of those things? Yeah, sound good. Yeah, you know, I'm a spiritual leader, this and that. But how are you keeping up with that? How are you really doing that? How can you say you're a leader if you're not even trying to look for a better job? Hitting that phone for other than just social media. Sitting, getting your laptop, pulling out your laptop, you know, going on there just looking for work. This is not easy. This is not something you can just throw around, because I see a lot of brothers just saying, you know, I'm a leader. But when you really look, they ain't leading shit. Women look at that. Women want a man who can lead. Basically, I'm going to put it in this. A woman wants a man who can lead them to the promised land, right? To the land of milk and honey. That's what a woman wants. She don't want no boy who cry all the time and, you know, can't read not one scripture out the Bible, you know, can't even pray to the Father. No woman wants that in a leader. Well, a non-leader. If you say you're a leader, that means, bruh, you got to suck that shit up and you got to push forward and you got to do what you need to do, man, and make sure you good. You got to stand tall. You know what I'm saying? You can't right now. You ain't got no chance to fold. I have a family. I can't fold because if I fold, they fold. So I got to stand on my own 10 to make sure they're good. Even if I got to make sure that, you know, that rent, that mortgage, you know, make sure them bills paid. Even if I'm broke to the next 2 weeks, to the next week, that's what I just got to do to make sure they have a roof over their head, to make sure that they're good. That's what a leader does. So, the top 5 things that a woman wants in a man is to never complain, protector, emotional intelligence, communication, and leadership. Fellas, I can't stress this enough to you. If you don't understand yourself, this is a place where you need to be. This is a place where we can show men who can't do it on their own, you know, to build themselves up. I'm not saying it's going to be an easy road. But if you're willing to get on that road, this is where you need to be. I had to learn myself traveling on that road. It wasn't an easy one. So I tell you, if you're ready, get ready. Because you have to be the man you need to be for your wife and children, if you have children, or if you just have a wife right now. That's what she wants. That's what any woman wants. You know, a woman wants a man who's strong-minded, strong-willed, you know, knowledgeable. You know what I'm saying? Bro, you got to crack open a book sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You got to sit and reason, even though you may not like reading, but remember, you have to gain knowledge in order to be a leader. If you're not willing to gain that knowledge, then how can you call yourself a leader? You got to be able to open up a contract and read. And I'm not talking about no music contract. I'm just talking about anything. Because a lot of brothers can sit there and read and don't understand shit. This is the time where us as men need to come together. And we need to help each other grow and be those 5 things that a woman wants. Because if you can't be those things for her, then she doesn't want you. There's no reason for you to be in a relationship or a marriage. Never complain. Protector, emotional intelligence, communication, and leadership. Let's do better, fellas. Thank you for joining me today. Didn't want to keep you long. This has been another episode of The Alpha Circle. I thank you for being here. Shalom. Book, I saw my decree. Learn from the best, so I saw Joe. Drop to my knees, now I'm prayer mode. Taking all these hits, home runner, being dragged through the mud, forerunner. Things went wrong, I rebuke God.